This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, as well as the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. We want to get his thoughts, first of all, on the less than stellar job numbers we saw for the month of November. And we also want to get his thoughts on the ongoing tax debate as it relates to the extension or non-extension of the Bush tax cuts. And Congressman, it's always great to have you.
Well, Greg, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Across the board, folks are kind of surprised at how dismal this jobs report is. Many people were expecting six-figure numbers in terms of overall job growth. It was 39,000. The overall unemployment rate now up to 9.8%. Can you put your finger on why you think we're seeing more disappointing numbers than most people expected?
Well, you're right. It was a surprise. They really expected 140,000 or more new jobs. Instead, we actually lost 390,000 jobs. People were either laid off or lost their part-time jobs, which is, you know, very disappointing, given the expectation. I think the reason we continue to struggle is Washington keeps discouraging jobs. You know, I think consumers are doubtful about the president's ability to manage this economy. I think businesses are discouraged by Washington tax hikes and job-killing regulations coming out of this Congress. And frankly, a lot of the actions still going on in Washington gives people and job creators real doubt.
What are you hearing from the Labor Department about why the expectations were so different than what we saw?
You know, they can't explain it. In fact, the private sector estimates were pretty strong as well. But we do know this. Here it is 17 months after the recovery supposedly began and the recession officially ended. We have 100,000 fewer workers than we had during the recession. And despite almost, I counted it up the other day, almost $5 trillion of fiscal and monetary stimulus coming out of Washington, I think it's probably driven home the point the government really can't create jobs. But the wrong government actions can certainly depress them, and that's what we're seeing here.
I've seen a lot of press releases from your colleagues today saying that these new job figures are just proof positive that you need to extend all the tax cuts and not extend some and not others. How much of a link do you think there is between the tax debate we're seeing right now and the job numbers we're looking at today?
I think it's a direct link. And you listen to small businesses, mid-sized businesses back home, and boy, they're holding off. They're not creating jobs or adding that new manufacturing line, because they fear they're going to have to send that money to Washington instead. Plus, they're already looking to have to change the paperwork on withholding forms, file brand new paperwork at the end of the year, as if that isn't hard enough in normal years. And so I think you're seeing Democrats on a final solution, which is to extend all tax cuts for everybody, as our economists tell us, is the best thing to do for the economy. I think that's already having a damaging effect on job creation.
Talk a little bit about what you see as happening in this debate now. We hear Senate Democrats are ready to bring up the partial extension, the ones for the middle class, but not the top tax bracket. Other reports have the White House ready to strike a deal here and at least temporarily extend all of them. What are you hearing?
Well, you know, I think I was discouraged earlier in the week that the White House was serious about extending all the tax cuts. I'm more hopeful, optimistic about that right now. But the House and Senate leadership continue to play political games, even as the president's people are sitting down thoughtfully behind closed doors with Republicans and Democrats, try to at least work out a solution. You know, the political theater in the House yesterday, which wasted a full day. The Senate will likely do the same on a bill that would increase taxes on professionals and small businesses. And meanwhile, the clock is ticking on this nearly $4 trillion tax bomb that goes off January 1st. I don't understand, Greg, why they don't know this is having a real damaging effect on our economy.
If you can extend all of the Bush income tax cuts, and there are certainly many other tax cuts we can talk about in a moment that are about to expire, but if you can provide at least a good chunk of the certainty that you say that small business owners are looking for, in general terms, not specific promises or anything, but in general terms, what type of difference could we see in the job numbers within the next 6 months to a year?
You know, it's hard to know because coming out of a recession, so much is driven by psychology, businesses, investors, consumers. I think if we take off the table all tax increases, I think consumers will be more likely to come back to the stores. Businesses will be more likely to invest and create more jobs. But, of course, we're always facing the uncertainty in the euro crisis across the ocean that could have an impact on us. Housing continues to have fits and starts as well. But I think taking off the table some of the worst economic policies in the last 2 years has got to be helpful in some way.
One of the things we're also seeing today, of course, is the President's Debt Commission voting on the recommendations. It didn't get the supermajority that would require a constitutional vote, but there are some Republicans who like the ideas here. And inside those recommendations do include some tax increases, whether it's the gas tax, removing the mortgage deduction, if the house costs more than $500,000, that sort of thing. Without going proposal by proposal, overall, what do you make of the commission's work?
You know, overall, I think they brought some very good ideas, especially in spending reductions to the table. They identified some of the hard choices we have to make to preserve Social Security once and for all. I like the concept of lowering our tax rates and doing away with so much of the complexity. I don't agree with all of them. I think it's a great discussion to have. And my thought is if they brought the proposal to the floor tomorrow, I'd vote no. One, because they permanently fund our federal government at a much bigger level that we can't really afford. Secondly, they really accelerate and institutionalize Obamacare, which is not only poor for health care, but it's going to drive deficits in the future. And finally, I don't think we went far enough on deficit reduction, but still, I think the commission surprised me in bringing forward at least some of the tough decisions we face, especially what's, I think, stunning for people, the thought that after all those cuts, that it would take 25 years to balance the budget. I think that's brought home to folks. We don't agree with that as conservatives, but clearly it tells you how deep a hole this country has dug.
Do you see, Congressman, at least some of these ideas being brought to the floor by the Republican majority next year?
Yes, I do. I think the freezing and shrinking the size of our federal workforce, of our agencies, the ending earmarks, and tackling entitlement reform will have to be part of our focus on jobs, spending control, and repealing Obamacare.
Well, Congressman, certainly a lot of activity left in the lame duck session. And as we mentioned, of course, Republicans take control in January. Thank you very much for your time as always, sir. We appreciate it.
Greg, thank you.
You're welcome. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.